This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're going to spend some time over the next month or so talking about mothers and daughters, right in time for Mother's Day. We have a fabulous new book out that's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. And it's all about that magical bond between mothers and daughters and grandmothers and mothers-in-law, and all that wonderful advice that mothers pass on to their children, even from beyond the grave. We get so many stories from people who report that they are still following their mom's advice long after they are gone. I know that I still do. And today I'm going to share two stories with you that show how moms continue having that wonderful influence. In the first story, Nancy Julian Kopp tells us that she and her husband were overnighting in Atlanta as they waited to connect with a flight to South Africa. They were going there for 3 weeks to visit friends. Unfortunately, their luggage was lost, so they were wondering if they should even take their scheduled flight. But their friends had put a lot of effort into planning their 3 weeks in South Africa, including reservations for excursions that they would go on there. So Nancy and her husband ended up deciding to go without their luggage and hope for the best, and then they went to sleep. They had just drifted off when the phone rang, but it wasn't about their luggage. It was Nancy's son telling her that her 87-year-old mother had just died. She had dementia and had been in a nursing home, and Nancy had already said goodbye to her, as the doctor had said months ago that this could happen at any time. Her son said she should go on the trip. And her husband said he would do whatever she wanted. And now Nancy was torn. They had been planning this trip for a long time, but she wanted to honor her mother too. She wished that she could talk to her mother. Her husband fell asleep, but Nancy lay there wrestling with her decision. Suddenly, she heard her mother's voice. "Go! Life is for the living!" Nancy wondered if she imagined it, but she heard her mother repeat herself, "Go, life is for the living." Nancy felt like her mother was right there with her. The voice and message were clear and strong. This was the mother Nancy had known for most of her life, not the very ill woman she had visited at the end. In the morning, Nancy's husband asked her what she had decided. Before she could answer, the phone rang. Their luggage had arrived. Nancy relayed the message from her mother about how life was for the living, and they quickly got ready to catch their plane to South Africa.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Teresa Otto got assigned too, and hers involved a similar decision. When Teresa's mother was dying, Teresa had said, "Mom, you have to give me a sign. Let me know you made it, okay?" Her mother couldn't speak by then, but she smiled and nodded yes. After she passed away, Teresa was at her mother's house preparing for an estate sale. They were selling what was left after family and friends had taken the keepsakes and heirlooms they wanted. Among the remaining items was a large collection of magnets that her mother had collected from all over the world. There were nearly 200 magnets covering the refrigerator, so many that you couldn't even see the white paint underneath. Teresa put up a sign that said 2 for 25 cents. She and her sisters had the sale the next day. One young man was thrilled to buy her father's hammer and a box of nails for $2. And on his way to pay, he lingered at the refrigerator, carefully selecting a single magnet, the Portuguese rooster Teresa's mom had bought in Lisbon. He gave Teresa's sister $2.25. And her sister said, "But the magnets are 2 for 25 cents. "One's good," he said. "Thank you." 2 months later, Teresa was finishing an exhaustive search for a new house and was touring a beautifully renovated home. It was so pretty, it looked like it had been staged. It was bright and inviting, and it was just the right size and right price. Everything was perfectly arranged, right down to the throw pillows. Even though it was somewhat impersonal, without a sense of who had lived in this house and who had carefully restored it, Teresa felt a pull of some kind. Maybe this was the right house. And then, when she entered the kitchen, she knew. On the refrigerator was a single magnet, her mom's Portuguese rooster. That was the sign that Teresa needed. She knew she was home, and so was her mom. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or X, formerly called Twitter, or visit our website, chickensoup.com. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters, you can find the book on our website. And if you want to get your own copy, you will find the book on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, Fred Meyer, Mayer's, and other chains, and at independent bookstores. And please come back for our next episode for 2 wonderful stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. Stories about a couple of miraculous saves that will blow you away.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.